In a Palestinian refugee camp near the Western Gaza seaport, officials returned the dead body of Mohammed Bakr's 11-year-old son, Ismail. Along with the three of his cousins, the boy was killed on the beach by a missile fired from an Israeli drone.
My son, Ismail, used to sell some tea and coffee right there at the seaport, along with Ibrahim and Mansour, and he used to earn less than $10 a day. The next thing I know, his body is returned to me, dismembered into two parts. May God take revenge on Israel. Is this Israel's Bank of Target, some children playing on the beach? May God take revenge on Israel.
هاي الصواريخ اللي هذه فلست حكومة إسرائيل جت في أطفالنا الصغار فش عندها فك المعلومات تبعها أولاد صغار فعلا صحتين.
The seaside killing of the four boys drew international condemnation, yet more atrocity followed. Over the weekend, more than 70 civilians were killed and another 200 injured when heavy Israeli army fire targeted the Ashija'iya neighborhood. Several Israeli soldiers died in the offensive. Widespread displacement of Palestinian families from the northern and eastern Gaza Strip continues. Residents of both the Maghazi and Al Buraj refugee camps in central Gaza received recorded phone messages ordering them to leave their homes immediately or face the same destiny as did the families of Shija'iya. The UN humanitarian agency in the region, UNRWA, is opening more of its schools to shelter those fleeing the conflict along border areas. Afas Aran visited two of these schools in both Gaza City and the Maghazi refugee camp. Five families have been here at Al Jadida school in Gaza City's Al Nasr Street for the past week. Kaukaba Muhammad Al Attar, or Om Al Abid, is the head of one of the families. Last Friday, an Israeli airstrike hit their house in the Atatara neighborhood of northern Gaza, destroying it completely.
Our situation here is very difficult. It is true that this place has protected us from fear and panic. But if I were near my home, even with little food handy, I would feel much more comfortable than here. The restroom facilities here are disgusting.
According to UNRWA officials, there are now just dozens of shelters in Gaza City, while the number of people seeking refuge is expected to increase as the Israeli army advances into more Gaza regions. UNRWA spokesperson Sami Mushasha says they can't accommodate more than 50,000 people.
Because of electricity shortages, every day 90 million liters of untreated sewage water gets dumped in the sea or underground because we cannot operate the treatment plant.
On Monday, an Israeli airstrike hit the local Al-Aqsa hospital. Four people died, dozens of others were injured, and the hospital building was damaged. So far, mediation efforts by Egypt, Turkey, and other international players have yet failed to curb the rocket fire and military escalation on the ground. U.S. President Barack Obama has deployed Secretary of State John Kerry to the region. Rami Al-Mighari, Free Speech Radio News, Gaza.